Welcome to Your Bookkeeping Matters. I'm Lisa Turner, bringing you short and snackable weekly episodes on bookkeeping and business matters in an easy to understand way so you can be in control and confident that you know your bookkeeping matters. Let's dive into this week's episode. Joining me on a fresh episode of Your Bookkeeping Matters. Today, we're tackling the topic of effective strategies to crush your debt. And by crush, I mean remove it, avoid it, know which ones are most important, and put some steps in place to keep on top of them. If you're listening to the show for the first time and wondering how the heck I would know what I'm even talking about, well, I'm Lisa Turner and I'm a registered BAS agent with the Tax Practitioners Board here in Australia. And with my team at Accounted For You, we look after the bookkeeping for many, many businesses and provide valuable insights on how they're tracking and how to save and plan for their upcoming payments. And with this comes insights into so many things which can go wrong when it comes to lending and moving money around and ways to get through it which could work well for you. So if you've struggled with managing the endless loans, the ATO bills and superannuation and credit card payments, settle in for a few short and sharp actionable tips to help you manage your money and crush the debt. Because sometimes debt is a great tool and absolutely necessary for growth. But the key is to plan, be aware, save for the repayments and not overcommit yourself. And where possible, have a backup plan and be able to refer back to it. Firstly, let's quickly look at what debt is, because not all debt is created equal. I mean, some good debt and some bad debt. Good debt is things like loans you owe, which you've taken out to invest in assets or things to help grow your business. Whereas a bad debt loan is high interest credit cards and loans or debt incurring more penalties and more interest charges, like your unpaid employee superannuation and ATO payments. So it's important to know the difference so you can work out which ones to prioritize to pay off first or as soon as possible, because all of these debts have impact on your business's health, your business's lending capacity, and so many other things. So if you have a business debt, have you ever sat down and looked at them to work out which ones are good and bad? After you finish this episode, might be the perfect time to do this so you can make better decisions on which debts to pay as a priority for you and your business. Now, I understand this might be quite a confronting episode for you, but there is no judgment here. I want to help teach you so you can turn things around and know for next time, work out what is best for you and create yourself a more stable business. Now, we've covered the basics of debt types. Let's dive into proactive debt management techniques. Taking a proactive approach is key to staying ahead of your financial obligations and setting yourself up for long-term success. The planning part is first, and this is crucial to being able to reduce your debt. You need to set yourself some budgets and do some cash flow forecasting. Now, budgets are not meant to be restrictive. They're to guide you and help you know how much money you do have available for spending, repayments, and covering your fixed costs. You can dive back and listen to a previous episode. Budgeting isn't a dirty word if this concept is new to you and you want to get some basic budgets set up. I hear all the time from business owners and finance professionals, you would be surprised, saying budgets don't work. What this tells me is the wrong budget was set, it was not accurate, it was too tight, or simply wasn't managed well. You didn't follow it, you didn't save money where you were supposed to, and you just went and did whatever you liked. Like I said, budgets aren't to restrict you and stop you spending. there to direct the money where you want it to go instead of it disappearing and you wondering where it all went. But if crushing your debt is something you need to do, you're going to have to get a little tough on yourself when setting these budgets or forecasts. You need to get real with your numbers, be honest, and don't hide things or pretend they're not there. You'll likely need to trim expenses where you can, and of course, push on your sales levers and try and boost your revenue. The key part here when doing your budgets and cash flow is to make sure you've got funds allowed to both pay off any overdue debts or amounts and at the same time allowing you the cash flow to pay your current and future amounts. So don't forget to leave yourself room to continue running your business. You don't want to allocate all your revenue to your debt and getting rid of those balances because then you won't be able to pay your daily bills and keep the business going. An example here, if you find yourself in the situation where you need to be on a payment plan for your BAS, your business activity statement, which is for lodging some of the taxes here in Australia, make sure you can still save what you need to for your next or future lodgements because it's actually a condition of payment plans that you lodge and pay future ones on time. If you're in business and growing your business, one of the best things you can do for yourself, your stress levels, your success, all the things, is set up a savings account and put money aside each week or each month to cover your taxes, GST, income, whichever are applicable to you. And if these aren't yet something you need to pay, get in the habit of putting some funds aside anyway, a small amount, a fixed amount, something to set great money management habits from the start. It makes it easier when you do become registered for GST or you do have employees or you do have an income tax amount to pay each quarter or month. This helps you absolutely crush your ATO debt. Be proactive and remember GST you've charged your clients isn't actually your money. So if you remember this from the start and put it aside in a savings account, you won't find yourself in BAS Struggle Street where it comes time to lodge and pay your BAS and you don't have the money available. There's two different ways we help our clients save and stay ahead of the ATO BAS bills. And this is either for their BAS or other debt. And this is to sometimes even create a savings buffer. The two options. One, in between when lodgements are due, we give the business owner estimates. So they know how they're tracking in terms of how much they owe so far for the quarter or the month. And they can pop it aside and safely know they're saving for those amounts. The other option, number two, they go next level and we let them know how much to save for taxes, for profit, for other expenses. We work closely with the business to work out these amounts that they want to save because the amounts and the percentages are different for everyone. And the business tells us their plans and we go from there to work out the amounts. But then once we have those percentages in place, we let them know each week or each month. So again, they're proactively moving those funds aside and know it's not available for spending. Either of those options immensely help keep you ahead of your tax debt. So there are the initial steps, budgeting, cash flow planning, and saving strategies. You need to know what money is coming in and what is going out so you can allocate your funds to the right places and get the most important ones paid off first. You then need to know which ones are those important ones, if they're either good or bad debt. And then lastly, that saving strategy to both cover the debts and save for future ones at the same time with at least one dedicated savings bank account. And yes, it can be a tricky balance to get these organized and on top of them and working out how much to save and how much you can spend. While these proactive measures lay the groundwork for your debt management, it's equally crucial to address any financial challenges which pop up along the way. So let's explore a couple of practical tips to help you through these challenges and staying on track keeping that debt reduced. Now, these obstacles are bound to happen. So what can you do? First, refer back to your budget and your planning so you'll know which amounts need to be paid first, which ones are priority, which ones will incur penalties, which ones have the highest interest. And one of the worst things you can do is ignore them and bury your head in the sand because it will only build up and so will your stress levels. A big example of a hurdle and what you can do if it happens to you. You didn't do your books for a long time, and I'm talking 3, 4, or 5 quarters behind in lodgements to the tax office. We have actually had many, many, many clients come on board with us in this scenario, and because their bookkeeping wasn't up to date, they hadn't lodged all their BAS, hadn't paid anything towards it, or even saved the money aside knowing the BASs were going to have to be paid one day, and they found themselves in quite a lot of debt to the ATO. One client, once we got them up to date, it was almost $200,000 they owed in GST and tax withheld from wages. That's eye-watering, right? Well, once we got all the tax lodgements done and they had a chat with a very helpful person at the ATO and put a payment plan in place with weekly repayments, they never missed one, and with our strategic savings support, they were actually able to pay it off almost 6 months early. And the best part? Because they'd paid it all off, didn't miss any of the next lodgements, they followed the plan and stuck to it, we were able to get all the interest charges that they had been charged and paid credited back to them. And that's huge. So please, don't get behind and think it won't catch you or it'll go away. Jump on it and crush the debt before it crushes you. The last thing I want to touch on, now you've got some planning and savings behind you, is ways you can accelerate getting control of your debt. And this is to look into some debt reduction strategies, things like consolidating, refinancing, and professional financial advice. And what do I mean by this? Consolidation or consolidating is putting some small loans together that are all on different high interest rates and grouping them back into one bigger loan on a better interest rate. And this could also be refinancing by redoing the loans, either with the same bank on a different, better deal, or even changing banks to get a better deal. If you find yourself in a bad way with your debts and it is really stressing you out, there are many places you can reach out to for support, starting with your trusty bookkeeper. Let them know you're not sure where to go or what to do, and chances are they'll have already noticed things are not going well, and they can support you with ideas, resources, and guide you to other professional support like financial planners and even financial counselors. Because running a business is hard work, so don't ever feel embarrassed to ask for help. It is literally what your trusted advisors are here for. If you're after some tips to turn your business around financially, pop this old episode on your playlist. It's called Reviving Your Small Business Finances: Tips to Get Out of the Red and Into the Black. And this could help you boost revenue and get more cash in the bank to pay off those debts. Now again, to bring it home, if you're having cash flow difficulties and find the debt is piling up, please don't leave it and make sure you get professional support and advice. We're all here to help you get on top of these things. Everything I've said today is, of course, general and might not be what you need. So make sure you chat with your own advisor to work out your perfect next steps to pay off and crush those debts. Let me summarize the episode quickly for you. You need to do some budgeting and cash flow planning to dial in what you're spending and what you're saving to cover off the debts. You need to have a great savings plan in place to have funds aside for the debts when you need it. You also need to know which are your good debts and which are your bad ones so you can prioritize which are the most important to pay off first or put the most effort into. If any obstacles come up, and they will, don't hide or ignore them. Refer back to your plan And knowing which debts are most important helps you know what to do, and you can quickly make some changes where you need to. If you can or need to, look into some debt reduction or consolidation strategies, like changing credit card providers to a lower rate and cutting up the card if possible, or refinancing a few loans together on a lower interest rate. And make sure you get professional help and support. Don't feel like you're alone in this. Business is hard enough. If the only thing you take away from today's episode is this last part of getting support and you're not alone, this in itself is a huge lesson, and it takes most business owners a long time to learn that one. Now, I hope you've picked up some strategies to help you through your debts and even implement some savings plans if you haven't already, because having a savings plan alone puts you ahead of most business owners who don't have a clue where they're at financially, and you want to crush your debt and be able to pay things when they're due. Feel free to reach out and let me know what strategies you've used and how they've worked well for you. I'd love to know. The best advice on a strategy I'd love to be able to go back in time and give to myself is to have the dedicated savings bank account from the start and not try and manage it all inside the one bank account. One of our stellar clients who came on board with us recently, where we take care of all her bookkeeping, was absolutely blown away when she received her first BAS estimate from us. She said, "Holy moly, this is so handy. I love working with you guys. You are freaking awesome." And it is feedback like this which encourages me to do this podcast for you, so you can also know how to do these little things which make a big difference in your lives and your business. So if you love this episode, I would be so chuffed if you left a review. And if you would like to jump on my numbers list, I'll keep you in the loop with important due dates, other strategies, tips, and financial snacks, head to accountedforyou.com.au/#numbers list. Have a fabulous day. Thanks for listening, and I will chat to you next week on business structure basics. I can't wait. Chat you then.